Adelaide duo Dean Forever, they're just about to release their first album. This eclectic sound has an ability to capture the audience's attention and is paired with lyrically heartfelt vocals. You could definitely want to keep an eye on them. We've got Kia and Jacob in the studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, your album is coming out this weekend, is it? Or...
On the 15th. So it's weird. I realize that's a Sunday. I picked the 15th because it just sounds like a good number. It's in the middle of the month. So I was like, which day? 15. And then I end up being a Sunday. But everyone's free on a Sunday. Maybe everyone will just have their Sunday coffee.
You actually chose it because it was a 15.
Yeah.
Is there any other...
Is that unusual?
It sounds it to me. No one else has come in here before and been like, yeah, we like the number 22, so we thought we'd have our album launch on that day.
Well, 30 days in a month. I just thought that's the centre of the month.
Mm. Well, it's fun to say 23, so let's have the... Yeah. No.
I can change it to the 23rd.
No, there's something behind it, an idea behind it. Now, you're having the pre-release party tonight at the Wheat Sheaf.
Yeah.
What can we expect from this?
So honestly, it's just like a fancy gig because it's the Wheat Sheaf. It's a bit more of a formal occasion. We just wanted something a bit more nice to kick off the tour, than the general pub gig, because it's such a special thing for us, and also just because of all the people involved, like besides us and our players, just to begin with, like people have. Because we've got 9 players in the live act. So considering it's just the 2 of us at the core of everything, that's a lot of input from people just because they're passionate about it. And but also video clips and funding from Carclue as well. So just a way to say thank you and, just have a nicer evening.
It's a nice sit-down venue as well, which will be kind of cool. So we can play in a little bit more of a kind of...
adult friendly.
Yeah, I guess. And a slightly kind of orchestral headset, trying to play more of a concert kind of situation. And at a pub gig, we can play a little bit more, rock out in those louder moments. So it'd be good to have the 2 shows.
So how does managing 9 players work? Is that something you've got any experience with, working with like an orchestra, that kind of thing?
Well, Kira and I have both studied music, not that makes any difference to the product at the end of the day, of course, because there are so many countless bands that are just doing music the way that they've learned themselves. But we have sort of notated the music in that kind of traditional music notation way, which allows us to get different players in for different settings. So we can get additional keyboard players or bass players from jazz or classical, or players from classical backgrounds, whatever's needed. We've got the notated music for them to work from.
And just like lots of musician friends, because of studying music, you meet lots of people who are really good at music.
Yeah, and I guess people that have got their own individual music personality as well. So we sort of really enjoy hearing, someone that comes in with a very defined music personality and they interpret the music in that particular way. And it always adds a new element that I wouldn't have expected. So that's always an enjoyable part.
Now, back to the album, which the pre-release is obviously tonight at the Weedy. Was there a concept behind it? Was there something that made you guys feel like we need to put out an album?
Well, it was just the fact that we had a good amount of material, and at the time we were just on a roll with our writing, so we were like, hey, let's just do more. Let's just see what we have. And in the end, because we've worked with Matt Hills, who helped us produce the album, he's quite... we've got a good connection with him, so we can create pretty good songs pretty quickly. And we ended up doing the whole thing so quickly that we managed to do an album in what you'd think we'd do an EP in.
It just felt right, really. I guess like you get those creative phases that you sort of hit upon, and we both sort of hit upon one at the same time, and that was the amount of material that came out. So.
And everything fit really well together.
Yeah.
And given that great rush of creativity, is there a sort of thematic linked to the songs?
It's like you said before, it's very eclectic. We've got so many influences, and that was sort of the idea with this project, is to just not let anything get in the way of us just wanting to put everything we love into it. So it's quite a mix, and some people pick up on that and some people are just like, oh, this is nice. So
I think there is a broadly there's like an aesthetic similarity for sure. I can definitely identify the headset that I was in at that particular time, and I think that'll hopefully in the future, if we get another release together, you'll be able to see the progression or the difference. But yeah,
we're speaking with Kia and Jacob from Dean Forever. They're just about to release their album and are going to be at the Wheat Sheaf tonight for the launch. Now, we've been billing ourselves as the pre-album launch, you know, showing of Dean Forever all morning, basically. Awesome. And you guys are heading off on a tour. Where is it? Where's your next stop? Where are you first headed to?
Brisbane, the Haya Bar. It'll be with, I don't know if you've heard of them. They were here recently, Z Star Delta. They had a show at the Wheat Sheaf, and it was packed out, just like people dancing. It was insane. I didn't know who these people were. They're from the UK. They're very they don't sound very much like us, but it should be a fun night. I kind of like that when you play a gig with people who don't sound too much like you. But they're sort of like, you know, Led Zeppelin sounding, but the female singer while playing drums at the same time. It's pretty cool. And also the Jordan Merrick Band, which will be really cool. So yeah, we love Haya Bar. We played there last time we were in Brisbane as well. And and then in a couple of weekends after that, we've got Melbourne and Sydney in the same weekend. Melbourne on Thursday night at Bar Open, 26th, and the 28th at Union Hotel Sydney. So that'll be good. And then a month from now, on the 11th of May, it's the 11th of April today. I thought that was cool too. See, I do this.
It's the numbers, man.
Is it the Metro? Yeah. It's just like our home party at the Metro. So that'd be really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And obviously, you've had this, achieved this great, you know, milestone in a band's career, already having released an album. But what's next for you guys?
Well, I've got a whole bunch of songs that I'm really eager to get going on. So once we've released this one and let it fly away, I think we'll probably get back into creating and
the fun part.
but I think it'd be good to because we have a live band now. When we first wrote all these songs, it was just a duo and we recorded everything ourselves and then brought some people in. But it would be good to have a live band to maybe try things with first before we record. I think that'd be a nice twist to the process.
Mm.
Now we're going to hear your most recent single, Reverse, off the album. Is there anything you'd like us to know before we play the song?
Well, it started off actually as a song for It's a Hoax, our other rock band. But it, when we sort of decided, and It's a Hoax, the guys were fine with that as well, that it sort of needed to have much more of an orchestral kind of feel to it, and that Dean Forever was a better vehicle for it. So we moved it across projects, and
it's just a good like, weirdly enough, considering that it matched the rest of the album in the sense of just the general sound, just kind of like lyrically quite serious, you know, some songs are, you know, love and heartbreak and all that stuff, but there's a lot of feminism and there's a lot of like mental health kind of issues that we touch on lyrically, and but the whole album is so like playful and kind of fun. So especially this song's kind of more clubby in a way, but I don't know. I get that. Yeah, the swirly. Right. Yeah.
So great stuff. Yeah, well, let's give it a listen. Thanks very much, Jacob and Kia, for joining us in the studio, and good luck with everything that goes forward with Dean Forever.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.